I'd like to tell a story around why it is I chose Adam as my partner. A little background on me. My name is Aurora Feitera. I used to go by Aurora Ray. And for 10 years, I hosted Our Red Tent, and I taught the women's mysteries, and I was an advocate for the Red Feminine and the Wild Woman. So part of being the Wild Woman and the Red Feminine is self-sovereignty, owning our bodies, speaking our truth, reclaiming our sexuality, being embodied with our emotional flow. And for those 10 years, I was polyamorous. I was in open relationships, and I married myself. I was happy in that state. But then I wanted to have a child. And I needed to be with a man who honored me in my truth, in my connection to the goddess, to the woman's myths, to my feminine religions, I guess you could say, my wild woman ideals. And also held a strong container. And that's really interesting. How do you own your sovereignty and also merge in that alchemy in marriage? How do you have a container for yourself while your husband is also holding a container for you? Because marriage itself is a container. It's a choice. It's a container to merge with each other, to create a life together. But I wanted to share that there's something that Adam had that none of the other men had. And I think in these days, we're supporting alternative personalities, gender fluid personalities. We're supporting the dissolving of the patriarchy and the fathers who we've seen that when they did hold the container, they were suppressive. And I've seen a lot of men become artists and flowy. But even those who aren't artists and flowy, I think maybe we women are letting men get away with not holding the fort. Maybe this is a result of feminism as well. That in our attempt to own ourselves fully, we're not actually connecting and merging with our partners. And so what I was looking for, when I was looking for someone to have a child with, was someone who held a very healthy container. Now, my father held a very unhealthy container, though he was a good man. He tried to protect me and support me and provide for me in a way that was very debilitating. And I started looking for men who just didn't do that at all. But I need that when I'm having a child. I need someone because we're giving birth. We're with our babies. Those babies are breastfeeding. And I need that support. I found Adam, and Adam held the container in a way that was pure. And the only way I can explain it is that he held a sword of truth. It's like he took that sword of truth and he anchored it into the ground inside of himself. And he is honored to protect me and to provide for me and to support for me. Honored to do so, while also honored to help me become as empowered as I can be. If I want to be whatever profession I want to be, making money and being in service and whatever it is, if I became queen of the world, he would still protect and provide and support me. That's a healthy version of this. So far, what I had seen is one or the other. Either I'm completely protecting, providing, and supporting myself. I'm holding that down for myself. Or I'm in a relationship where a man is holding that, but I feel suppressed. So for men, I believe, from hearing from Adam, it comes from the heart. That a man has to be in his heart. He has to see the world from his heart. And he has to want to have his feet planted on the ground. And he has to understand both this world and the utopia world that we are building. This world, current society, because men are naturally warriors. It's why men went to war. They're warriors. And it's a warrior's path to see what's going on in this world and also create the utopia way. And when we have children, Someone has to hold down the fort. Someone has to bridge it in. Of course, I mean, you can live completely utopia with your baby. You guys can, you know, usually it ends up, oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you can live completely utopian and make the money you need and live a flamboyant life. And if you are living that way, then I high five you. If you figure that out, please start making your own podcasts. Tell us how you did that. Because for me and Adam, it was actually really important that I had a God who had one foot in this world and one foot in the other world, the utopia world, so that I could dream new earth while he was holding it down, dream new earth and also have a child. And that created the most harmony for us in having this baby. I have too many friends who choose partners based on debilitation, honestly. They might be really good friends, they might be beautiful lovers, but there's no real rationale in what it's going to be like when they have children. This is, again, for the utopia community. I mean, it's either or. I haven't seen a really good spectrum, a very good mix of you know, being able to balance the artistic ways of life, you know, and also feeling held here. So I wanted to comment on containers. A container is very important for me. As she who teaches the woman's mysteries, you know, I identify with a lot of the more feminine ideals of life. So that includes nurturance and care, but it also includes emotionality and a spiral nature and expression and things that aren't always so rational. And that's why I chose a partner who was able to hold that container for that wild, because I want to maintain being wild. I want to maintain being a woman. When I met Adam, I explained to him the sun and the moon mysteries, and that women are connected to the moon and men are the sun. And together, we create a world. So this is a short podcast just to say that we would like to help men and women in their romantic relationship dynamics, in their coupleships, in their marriages, and explain the codes of the sun and the moon, if that is helpful to you, because that's a tool. This is all tools. Learning the woman's mysteries, learning the men's codes, learning about how other cultures did it throughout time, and learning about the sun and the moon can be very helpful for men and women in coupleships to understand who they are as men and women and why their biology is designed the way that it's designed, and be able to hold space for each other in a way that actually works. Because when I look at all the men that I've loved in the past, no one held me the way Adam does. And I would have never been able to maintain my relationship. We would have ended all with all of them because they could not hold me in a healthy way.